Anyway, this Shabbos is we lay in Parshat Yitro, and the key element in Parshat Yitro is the Aseret HaDibrot. There's widespread minhag among Ashkenazi kilot to stand up for the Aseret HaDibrot. So there's a whole tumult in the postgame. I thought I would go over it. The cornerstone is a Mishnah Masechet Tamid. The Mishnah says that in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim would recite the Aseret HaDibrot every day as part of their tefillah. They would recite the Aseret HaDibrot before Kriyat Shema. In other words, they had a little bit of a different siddur than we do. And the Gemara in Masechet Brachot says that Apigvulin Bikshulupo Aseret HaDibrot Bikriyat Shema, that they wanted to expand it. They thought it was that's a very nice idea that everyone should recite the Aseret HaDibrot every day, and even outside the Beis HaMikdash, they should do that. He says El Shekvar Bitlum Amnei Taru Aminim, but they didn't do it, and it sounds like they were mvatel even what had taken place. Because of Tarun Aminim, because of the claims of the heretics. And then Rashi explains, Shal Yomru Aminim Liyame Haaretz in Sha'ar Torah Emet, that we don't want people, heretics, to say to people who aren't so educated that the whole Torah is the Aseret HaDibrot. It's like, you know, sometimes today you meet people maybe from the Reform branch or otherwise, it's like the essence is the Ten Commandments. You know, I observe the Ten Commandments or whatever, like that. You know? So they don't want that. There's much more to the Torah than the Aseret HaDibrot. And he says, "B'teidu shein korin l'masha amar Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shu'amu mipiv b'sinai." That you see that every day they recite the Aseret HaDibrot, and Mela, that's the whole chashivas. So the Shaila came before the Rambam about whether it's appropriate or not appropriate to stand for the Aseret HaDibrot in Kriyat Shema. So there was an argument between two Chachamim in the time of the Rambam. So the Rambam, this is in a manuscript in Oxford. We have this tshuva from the Rambam, and Rav Zevin brings it down in a Sefer Mo'adim Ba'alacha. And one of the Chachamim directed that you should stand up, and one said absolutely not. And they're coming to the Rambam to kind of sort the whole thing out. So the one who was opposed said, look, you see that in the time of Chazal, they were Mevatel reciting Kriyat Shema because of Taron Aminim. So it means we shouldn't give a special chashivut, we shouldn't give a special significance to the Aseret HaDibrot. We should leave everything the way it is. And he said, this Chacham said, anybody who stands for the Aseret HaDibrot, Ruud Legorbo, we should castigate them, criticize them. Shema says, Humidarach Aminim. He's acting like the heretics. And then the other Chacham said, look, Klal Yisrael stood up at the time of Matan Torah, when we received the Torah. So it says, Vayitetzfu b'tachti dahar. It says everybody stood to be mekabel the Torah. So it sounds like a good idea. And he says, and then the other one responded, well, that was to, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming down, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, you stand up. And then he said, and then there was also a tumult because in Bavel, in Babylonia, and this is, you know, when they would have yeshivas, so they would stand up for the Aseret HaDibrot. So he said that they would stand up in Bavel because the head of the yeshiva, you know, the Chacham or the Reish Matifta was getting the Aliyah. That's where they would stand up. But and from there, everything became the Shtabish. Everything became corrupted. Anyway, that's the conversation that came from the Rambam. And the Rambam, he gave his response. He said, absolutely, you should not stand up. He says, it's terrible. He says, it leads to a terrible hefset. Some people think that one part of the Torah is more important than another part of the Torah. He says, and he says the fact that in Bavel they do it doesn't mean anything, because if you see somebody who's sick, you don't make yourself like the sick person. And it was, in other words, like presumably that they were standing up even without a chacham. In other words, just standing up, that would have been left over that they were standing. And he said anyway. And his bottom line is Ein Ra'ui B'Shem Panim La'asim B'Tor Yitron K'tzotah K'tzotah. It's not right to give any added significance one part of the Torah over another part of the Torah according to the Rambam. That's the way he left it. So then the Rav Zevin and Rav Matzis Blum in his Sefer also quotes this. So the Dvar Shmuel is from Rav Shmuel Boav. He was a rabbi in Italy in the 17th century. So he justifies, he thinks that he should stand up. He says the Aseret HaDibrot, it's like we're Mekabel Pnei Shechina. It's like we're like receiving Hashem's, you know, divine presence. And we say at Kiddush Levana once a month, you know, Kabbalah Pnei Avinu Shushvayim Pamachah Pachodesh Tzarich L'meimro Me'umad. Like, you have to stand up. In other words, like we say at Kiddush Levana, it's like you have to stand it because it's like you're Mekabel Pnei Shechina. And then the Chida lived in the 18th century, and he says, in his Shas and Shuvas Tovayin that you should stand up during the Aseret Dibrot. And he says it's not like the Torah Ben Aminim, since we read the Sefer Torah every Shabbos, and on this week we also read it, so it's clear that it's all MS, and not just reading the Aseret Dibrot. And there was in time the Beis Hamikdash that we're just saying the Aseret Dibrot. Here we're saying the whole Torah. We say that and we go through it week by week by week. We're just standing because this is the Sod of the Torah, and we're written on Luchot. Clearly the Aseret Dibrot are in a different category. They were written on the on Luchot. Vayecharad Kolam, Bamirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody trembled, and we want to have a zecher, a remembrance of that. And then he adds on, Me'achar Shenagu Amlak Kein Lakum, Kulam Basar Dibrot, Nir Shechayvim HaKolamot. He says, since the minhag is to stand up, everybody's obligated to stand up. Ve'in L'shem HaKal Yisher Yoshev, nobody should remain seated. V'imlav Chas V'shalom B'nei Ahamo, Nir Ekim Mizalze. It looks like he's disparaging. It's a little tricky here. So you got people saying it's the best thing, people saying the worst thing. What is a person to do? So, right? So it's hard to do both, right? You can't sit and stand at the same time. So Rav Blum says, there was actually a shaila to Rav Moshe. Rav David Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, he asked the shaila to his father how to handle it. So Rav Moshe said, I don't know, I think the best thing would be, if you want to handle this, stand for the whole priest of Torah that Shabbos. But Rav Blum says, in his sefer, he says, Ra'iti ani eza medaktkim sha'omdim betchilat ha'aliyah, shabanim su aseret dibrot. I saw some people who are careful, even though if you stand for priest of Torah, then b'chlal, you don't have a problem, if you do each week. But he's saying, I saw some people, they're medayek to stand up at the beginning of the aliyah, standing at the beginning of the aliyah, and they don't sit to the end of the aliyah. In such a fashion, they show that they're not just standing for the Aseret Dibrot. And he says, "Ulai b'zayn istalkutan rama arim al minag." Maybe that would, you know, dispense of the issues. Anyway, it's just a ha'ara about the Aseret Dibrot this week, and I think that's it. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Chananel Milkashim, Baruch Hu Tzadik Hashem, Yichach Rabbanu B'Shalom Tzadik Adir.